Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host. Thanks so much for staying with us as we take a pause to talk with Beth McDonald of BethMcDonaldConsulting.com. Also on Facebook at Beth McDonald Consulting. She's at LinkedIn and also on the phones via 963-0842, area code 805-963-0842. Beth, the last day of the month, this month has just flown by. But we are reaping the wonderful weather benefits that are helping us out here on in California especially. I knew it wouldn't last. It never does. But everything's a cycle, and we're in a cycle. If I'm not mistaken, we're in the cycle right now, or astrologically, of Sagittarius.
Absolutely. And we are at the tail end of the Thanksgiving weekend and kind of the beginning of the holiday season. And so I thought I'd take a minute and just kind of focus on this concept of gratitude, because as you and I have done for several years now, it's so helpful if we can anchor in to the spirit and the actions of grace and gratitude and keep that going through the holiday season, a time when there is often so much heaviness and so much despair and so much confusion for people and so much pressure. And so if you can stay in that state of grace, in that state of gratitude, it's the best. The best defense is a good offense,
yeah,
you know. It's
absolutely
the best place to stand emotionally, yeah, intellectually during this holiday period.
It'll carry you through. I was joking with someone just the other day about, for example, how they refer to the day after Thanksgiving as Black Friday.
Yes.
And I thought, well, actually, it should be renamed. It should be Red Friday. But he says, oh, no, the Black Friday, that's for the stores. I says, yeah, but we're not talking about the stores here. We're talking about us, and we need to stop doing that.
Right.
I know how important it is for the economy. I get that.
I know, and I would love it if we could turn the focus,
yeah,
around from all this shopping and money to the other side of gratitude, which is taking action, showing appreciation. It's not just about being appreciative and grateful in your heart and in your mind. It's about the doing for others, or returning the kindnesses to those who've been kind to you, or paying it forward. If we could take it one step further and just rename it as Gratitude Friday, where it's like, it is kind of like Martin Luther King Day and the National Day of Service.
Yeah.
If we could like shift focus just a teeny bit, just a tiny little pivot, you know, I think a lot of us would feel better.
Yeah, yeah.
Not only have more money in your pocket, but you would feel better,
yeah,
about your family and your life and your job, and feeling good, better feeling thoughts are the foundation of prosperity and abundance. It's not the externals, it's the internals. And Sagittarius is the sign that's the mode of the day. You know, Sagittarius does rule that expansiveness that comes from inner gratitude and peace.
Yeah. You know, in previous holiday seasons, I used to bake. And we would bake cookies and we would bake different kinds. And we did that for like, I don't know, maybe 8 or 10 years in a row. Until one holiday, one of my relatives sort of grumbled about it. Again? And, it's like, I thought, really? You know, we spent all this time and energy. We thought this was a good thing. We thought this was more practical, in a sense, you know, more heartfelt than trying to go out and shop for,
right,
all of this other stuff. You get to enjoy this. We put our heart and soul into this, and that, and again, I hate to be this way, but it's like, and that's the thanks I get. But you know, I think that handmade, homemade, or heartfelt, created gifts that really speak from where you're coming from,
right,
in that regard, really go a long way to show, I think, more so the thankfulness, the gratitude, the importance that they, I mean, you took the time to make this for them. And I still think it's a great idea.
Yes, though there has to be a listening.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things, it's funny that you mentioned that. I'm on the other end of that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gluten intolerant, so I can't eat cookies.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm, you know, a middle-aged woman for whom, you know, my metabolism is slowed and I need less calories.
Right.
And I have family members, like one of them will send me 4 pounds of fudge every year at Christmas.
Oh, wow.
Plus homemade cookies and stuff that I can't eat.
Mm.
And so as much as I appreciate all the time and effort and energy that went into it,
mm-hmm.
It's useless to me.
Yeah, know your audience.
And it's tempting. it's dangerous for
yeah.
me. It's not good for me.
Exactly.
And so I would much prefer a handmade Christmas ornament for my tree.
Yeah.
You know, than all that. And so there's giving and giving is a two-way thing.
Yeah.
It's like you have to, you know, be mindful of the person that you're giving to. Do they want, need, or like this thing, and the way to get more, you know, you never want to look a gift horse in the mouth.
Sure.
Of course, you want to be, grateful for mm-hmm. what comes to you. But on the other hand, if you want your gift to be well received, you have to be clear about what's going on with the recipient.
That's a very good point. It really
yeah,
is.
Yeah.
It really
yeah.
is a very good point. And of course, at the time, we hadn't thought about that. And of course, the whole issue of gluten wasn't even an issue.
Wasn't an issue then. No, it's like, it's a huge issue now.
Exactly.
It's a huge issue now.
Big difference
yeah.
today than it was 15
yeah.
or 20 years ago. But I think that if you can give something from the heart in that regard, and again, if it is maybe a handmade ornament of some sort, I mean, the beautiful thing for us where we live is, I could collect up a jillion pine cones.
I've done that,
you
and
know?
It was so fun.
Yeah.
And they just spray painted them gold and silver and
yeah.
put ribbons on them and make centerpieces and Christmas ornaments and decorations. And there's a million things you can do.
Yeah, I was even thinking if there's a way to do this, and I know there probably is, make a pine cone Christmas tree.
Absolutely.
Be kind of fun to do. Well, one of the things that we might talk about as we head into December, because it's tomorrow starting.
Right.
maybe next week we'll talk a little bit more, of course, about gratitude and maybe
the active cultivation of gratitude.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Beth, we're going to come back to you next week. And a reminder that you can be reached at 805-963-0842. You're at BethMcDonaldConsulting.com, on Facebook at Beth McDonald Consulting, on LinkedIn, and you're here on Tell Me Your Story every week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Awesome. Thank you, Richard.
I'm Richard Dugan. Stay tuned. We have more coming up on our Myth of Sophia series, Part 11, here on Tell Me Your Story. Stay with us.